the nation's northwest corner.
It's Friday, and that means our resident historian Felix Bunnell is here for All Over the Map. It's a quick look at the stories behind local places and things. And this week, the history of my favorite bridge, the Ship Canal Bridge, I-5, that's been just hiding in plain sight, right?
Yes, you know it. You love it. You can't live without it. It's the I-5 Ship Canal Bridge in Seattle.
It's disappearing before our eyes.
Yes, and it's one of the most beautiful bridges around, and gets no credit for its aesthetic beauty.
Truly.
That's probably a whole nother long story someday. Now, it first opened to traffic back on December 18th, 1962, just in time for Christmas. It's been an important part of the daily commute almost ever since. Now, along the way, there's two interesting developments before a single car ever drove across it that I want to talk about this morning. The first is related to those two very tall electric transmission towers that are visible to traffic on the west side of the bridge. You know, they're right there, those big tall power poles. I've seen them my whole life. These have really cool old flashing lights on top.
I think I ignore them now because they're just a part of the landscape.
Now you can't unsee them now because I checked with City Light. It turns out those two big towers and some shorter towers that are also part of the canal cable crossing date all the way back to 1931.
What?
It's crazy. In an email, the City Light's architectural historian said those towers carry a line from the North Substation, which received power directly from the Skagit River Hydro Project called the Gorge Plant. Which was built in 1926. They're like vintage. They're 92 years old.
Power poles, and they're still. What are they made of?
They're made of steel.
Yeah.
Incredible American steel. They've been on the job 24/7, bringing hydropower from the Cascades since the Herbert Hoover administration.
That's incredible.
Now you'd think that would be enough for one of these stories, right? But it's really cool. They actually originally stood 100 feet east of where they currently stand.
Oh.
Where they were right in the way of where they wanted to build the freeway. So back in 1958, they hired a contractor. They jacked them up and they dragged them. They're 45 tons. Each 100 feet to the west on big log rollers and put them on new.
All that work.
But it's, I mean, they could have torn them down. They could have built the bridge. The freeway could have gone jogged really hard to the right or the left. But they said, no, let's move those towers.
We could call them the Ship Canal S curves.
And there's great photos, which I'll have later at My Northwest. One other quick fun fact about the bridge, right? As they prepared to welcome 10 million visitors to the 1962 Seattle World's Fair, they were worried there wouldn't be enough parking. They actually said, okay, because the bridge isn't open to traffic, we can turn it into a giant parking lot to fit 2,500 cars. So insert your commuting joke about the I-5 Ship Canal Bridge being a parking lot.
Yes.
The recommended charge was 75 cents a day. Now, they were so worried about parking, they actually built a whole other parking lot at Interbay to hold 4,500 cars. By mid-June of 1962, so about a month or so into the fair, they shut it down because the most cars they ever had in that giant lot was about 70.
Yeah.
The parking worries never really came about.
Because it was so expensive at 75 cents.
Truly.
And they eventually turned it into a golf course. The Interbay Golf Course was actually a very badly not needed World's Fair parking lot 61 years ago.
They put up a parking lot, then they tore it down and put the trees back
There's
up.
A Joni Mitchell song about there, isn't
they
there?
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
They put gravel in paradise, then turned paradise into a golf course.
Yes, right. There you go. Yeah,
so that's all I've got about the Ship Canal Bridge. Next time you drive over, look at those towers and think, wow, they dragged them 100 feet to the west. An incredible engineering feat in 1950.
That is incredible. And I hate on the Ship Canal Bridge a lot. I mean, it's very pocked and there's falling. You found some crumbles of the Ship Canal below.
Exactly.
But now I'm feeling like I'm relating to it, right? Aren't we all crumbling in a way?
I think we all are. And we all have some relation to 1958.
Yeah. Well.
And I have to drag myself 100 feet every day.
If you guys could see the boot on Tom's foot and his walker. Oh, man. Tom.
Good one. That's the best one.
Drop. My goodness.
Well
6:40.
Done, Tom.
What's coming up in traffic today?